I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I'm here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, Big Dave?
I'm doing good.
So this week, our topic is the power of acceptance. In today's Meeting of the Minds, we're going to have a discussion on the 350 acceptance energy, but the 350 state we're going to talk about. Is there anything you want to hit before we jump into this one?
One thing I'll touch on is yesterday you mentioned the email blast going out. The community did receive it. And now if you are on the mailing list for livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com, you will be receiving that email as well. It's going to be the updated list. Just like Bill said, for anything we talk about, this is what we will be going off of. So if you're not in the community and you didn't receive it, you will be receiving it through our email blast from the website.
These are the energies. The list that you're receiving are the energies we use in stress mastery. We use it in shift coaching. We use it in everything we do. And that's kind of what we bring us today is we're talking about the 350 acceptance energy. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the state. So when I'm teaching you guys on energies, people can touch an energy, go into an energy. When it becomes a state, that's their predominant energy. That's the way they set and see the world. Mm-hmm. And over these next weeks, I'm going to be discussing the shift and moving from the valley to the climbing of the mountain and to these higher states of consciousness. And so I want you to understand these energies are very important, because if we look at the stages of development, each stage of development is embedded within a state of energy. So when we look at the lower stage, 3 is a restriction state, and its base energy is fear. When you start to climb the mountain and transition into expansion, that base energy is courage. And when you get the energy list, you're going to see how the red zone and the green zone energies are separated and how they go into the purple zone. Mm-hmm. So we talk on the valley. The valley is tied to stage 3 of development, socialized mind. In this state of being, the individual believes they are a victim of life, and they create the reality from the programming that was set for them, not by them. Programming that was set to serve the rituals and culture of the tribe they were born into. Now, in the valley, the individual believes that the source of their happiness and the cause of their problems stems from outside themselves. Mm-hmm. You understand that, right, David? Yeah. So when one begins personal development, any type of personal development, they begin the transition. We talked about it in last week's episode on Connection Thursday, the transition from stage 3, socialized mind, which is the valley. And as they start to work on themselves, they begin the process of moving into stage 4 of development called self-authoring mind. And they begin the climb of the mountain toward the light of enlightenment. So in the valley, stage 3, one that is stuck there is dominated by emotions. And these emotions are harsh, destructive, embedded in defend and attack. On the transition and the mountain climb in stage 4 of development, the emotionality begins to move away from the negativity of those red zone energies, the state of restriction, base energy, fear, to a more positive view in the green zone energies in a state of expansion with the base energy 200 courage. Now, as one climbs the mountain, as one does the work to progress in the stage 4 of development, self-authoring mind, they begin to move into a higher state of consciousness. and they start to move up these green zone energies. And I'll explain this more in detail in tomorrow's Connection Thursday, where the episode is From the Valley to the Mountaintop. For today, it's important to understand the shift in consciousness from stage four development, self-authoring mind, when one is in this predominant energy of 310 willingness energy, where one is really, truly willing to change, and the difference between that and the one who moves into the 350 acceptance energy. This is a huge shift. It takes you from striving. It takes the individual from working on themselves, from being in a belief system that they are a work in progress, into being of a 350 acceptance energy. Now, when you're stuck in stage three of development, the person is stuck in doing. That means you're just living each life doing, trying to strive, trying to fit into the cultural story. When you move into stage four, in those early transitions, you go from doing to being, which means sometimes you're in a red zone, sometimes you're in a green zone, sometimes you're in a red zone, sometimes you're in a green zone. That is part of the climb. But the state of consciousness and the vibration of the 350 acceptance energy is when you pass the summit on your climb of the mountain and you are now more towards the light of the mountaintop than the darkness of the valley. This is stage five of development, interconnected mind. This is when you go into being and doing. Do you understand that? Would you like to touch on that, David?
Yeah, no, that was a big shift for me, going from being instead of just doing, because that was something I always used to do a lot. You know, I used to do the things that I was told, you know, just kind of went in and did it, but only because I was told instead of being within what I was doing. And that's why I think I found myself falling off so many times, or feeling like an imposter or a fake, because I wasn't really being within what I was doing. I was just doing the actions, almost taking the steps without any intention to it.
And that's what most people live. That's the valley. No judgment. Most people live in the valley. Mm-hmm. So if you look at, there's several of decades of research that was conducted by the Harvard researchers that came up with the stages of development, Dr. Keegan and Dr. Leahy. They found, when they were researching this, and they did it decades and decades of research, that only 1% of the population ever reaches this stage five of interconnected mind, the 350 acceptance state. And I find that so shocking, since we spend billions and billions of dollars on personal growth. And this is a terribly low percentage. And one, this is my mission to change this through shift coaching and stress mastery. For stress mastery is stage five of development. And stage five is when one's predominant energy is the vibration, the state of 350 acceptance. So if you allow me, I would like to give you each a look at this energy so you can build awareness of what stage five looks like. Do you have any questions before I start?
No, let's get into it.
First, understand, no one can be in 350 acceptance consciousness state without going through stage four of development, self-authoring mind. It doesn't mean that when you do the let go technique and you go into surrender, you're in the 350 acceptance energy. But there's a difference between being in the energy and being in the state. Do you understand that, David?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think everybody understands it?
No, not at all.
Can you explain how you would explain that?
Yeah, for me, I think the easiest way to explain it, the first time I ever, you know, realized it, was when my grandfather was passing. You know, I was sad. Did I feel, you know, a lot of emotions and things like that? Yeah. But once I processed it, I moved right back. I didn't dwell in it. That wasn't me for months and months and months on end. It was a moment where I was within that energy, but that wasn't my state. That wasn't who I was or how I lived on a day-to-day basis.
So you felt grief, but you didn't go into the grief state.
Yeah.
So that's what people have to understand is, so when we're talking at 350 acceptance consciousness, this is a state, and it will set everything that you do. Your entire behavior is set from your state. It sets your perception, it sets your expectations, and it sets how you drive your life and the reality you build. And this is a very high level of consciousness, but no one is going to reach the 350 acceptance in stage 5 of development without going through stage 4 and self-authoring their mind, the self-authoring mind, and moving into that 310 willingness energy. So when you look at the energies, that 310 willingness is right before the 350. It's a high stage 4 energy, because this is when one is truly willing to change. This shift creates a willingness to do whatever it takes to advance their climb on the mountain towards the light. And again, I'll get deeper into this tomorrow, I promise. Now, the 350 acceptance energies are surrendered. This is the skill of conflict resolution and being in awareness. They are 350 acceptance beautiful. This is when you separate the eyes, the eye of identification, the eye of presence, and you see everything without perceptual distortion of the ego. The 350 acceptance energy of well-being. This is a state of a healthy body, calm mind, and life experience in the now. The 350 acceptance energy of playful. It's a state of expansion. It's fun. Work becomes play, and you can even laugh at yourself, because you don't take yourself so seriously. Then there's the 350 acceptance energy of harmonious. This is the connection of the mastermind of head, heart, and hand. You are creating integrity of behavior. And then there's the 350 acceptance energy of understanding. This is an important energy, because this is the release of judgment and perception. And when you release judgment, and perception is no longer locked into good or bad, no longer see enemies. And finally, the 350 acceptance energy of warm. This is the state of equanimity. Not too hot, not too cold. It's warm, calm, and aware. So stage 5 of development, interconnected mind, is dominated through this base state of vibration and these 350 acceptance energies. Now, when one is in this state, this stage 5, this acceptance energy, this vibration, silences the ego's demand to control. It silences the ego's need to defend and attack. And that need to and that want to control, defend and attack is shut down with the habit, the skill of conflict resolution. That is stress mastery. And this skill, this one skill, this one habit moves one immediately out of judgment reaction into awareness and response. So when an individual shifts into stage 5 of development, they begin to exist in the 350 acceptance energies. And this loosens the ego's grip on programs that were set, thus releasing the old identity, old habits, old beliefs, old judgments, and this process releases the history. And when we release our history, we let go of regret program and the resentment programs. So do you have any feedback on that, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think what you said about releasing it is the important part that I think people need to understand, because if they get into moments, like even if that's your state of being within like grief, for a second, you get a moment where, you know, your family makes you happy, things like that. That's not a release. I mean, you switch your states from there. I think that's the part that I think people are missing, because we talk about that. We actually talked about it earlier, working on it. Releasing is working on it. It's getting to that point. It's getting there. It's not an accidental change.
Tomorrow, I'll talk about that with the let go technique, how it takes you up into this, because this is when you surrender. This is, you're very good. You're right. You have to. So, in the 350 acceptance consciousness, this action is not worked on or strive for. I don't care what you're doing. You no longer are working on it or strive for it. It's not a work in progress. Every time somebody tells you, oh, I'm a work in progress or I'm working on it, all of these are stories the ego uses to hold on to its control. No, when you reach this state, this release of history is done naturally through awareness, activations, and forgiveness. And one of the biggest things that happens is you begin to live in process. Mm-hmm. Now, you've heard me do episodes on process and how we do higher goal setting, that whole thing is set on process. So I am not a work in progress. I am in process, which means each day I am doing what I need to do. At the end of the day, I let go of things I couldn't. I forgive myself if I got activated, and I stay in process, which means I'm not trying to strive for something tomorrow. I'm not looking to be better tomorrow or next year. No. I'm in process. That is living in intention. This is the 350 acceptance energy. And it is this 350 acceptance state where one can release abuse, trauma, past pain, past failures through being. It's a state of well-being, body, mind, and life experience. And this is what allows harmony into one's life. Your thoughts?
I think you touched it right there. It allows that harmony. It's something you don't force. A lot of people, especially in the beginning of the year, they try to force so many different things, their changes to their life, their thought process, their routines, all this stuff. And the moment where they're forcing it and I see that force, you know it's going to fail, you know?
It has to fail. See, people think that if they force it, they'll eventually be happy or they'll eventually be successful. If you're working towards being successful, you will never be successful. Why? Because you're looking outside yourself for success. My definition of success is peace. So I'm in process of peace all day long. Doesn't mean there's not conflicts. It means there are conflicts because you don't stop conflict. Impossible.
Yeah.
But the resolution's automatic. I don't go to bed with conflicts because I've already done the resolution. That's process. I'm not working to be something. People tell me all the time, I'm working on letting go. I'm working on conflict resolution. I'm working on my diet. I'm working on, you are failing. Because whatever if you're working on something, the ego is using that as a state as you're not being that. So you are striving for something outside yourself to change. And that change, the ego is always looking to be happy. I'll be happy once I do this. I'll be happy once I get that. And that's the change of acceptance. In the 350 acceptance consciousness, the ego becomes defanged. In other words, it loses its bite. In this state of acceptance, there is no longer the need to deny the ego, nor fear it, nor fight it, nor project it unto the world. Michael Singer talked about this very clearly in Surrender Experiment. When you realize the ego is not your enemy. So in the 350 acceptance state, judgment is released and one begins to live in faith. In other words, they're living from the heart. Here is where we experience stress mastery, that skill of conflict resolution. Because you cannot, as a human being, stop conflict. You cannot stop stress. But through that skill of conflict resolution and the ability to respond, you maintain the 350 acceptance energy. No stress, no stories. No problems, no stories. In this state, you live from the heart, and integrity and volition take over and drives your behavior. You basically don't leave things undone. You do what you can do. And if you can't get to them, you're okay. You can't get to them. I did everything I could today. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that was a perfect lesson that I've learned while I was sick, you know, the last few weeks, is I can do what I can given the situation and circumstances, but doesn't mean when it's over that I have the excuse to stay like that. You know,
yes.
You called me in and immediately I was back on exactly what I had. And that's because I had that built momentum for it. but I could easily use the same excuse, you know, that millions of freaking people are using. But for me, I had to not force it, not make my body worse, not make anything else worse, or beat myself up for something I had no control over, except on how I dealt with it. You sent me responded. That text. How you respond to one thing yep. is how you respond to everything.
Yep. That's my.
How I responded to that is how yeah. I responded getting back into the groove of things.
And I sent you that text. That's my new saying this year. That's my 2022 saying. How you respond to one thing is how you respond to everything. If you mm-hmm. react to one thing, you react to everything.
Yeah.
So the big shift that happens in the 350 acceptance state in that stage five of development is the individual begins to separate themselves from the tribe's belief systems. They separate themselves from debates of religion, political, moral, ethical, legal, ethnic, cultural, and social positions. There's no longer the need to allow the ego to put its 2 cents worth in and justify its glory of the right of free speech. The right of free speech, so I can give you my opinion and proceed to tell you why your opinion is wrong. The ego doesn't do, you don't do that in stage five. Now, it doesn't mean that stage five doesn't have a stance. It means they have a stance, but first they allow others their views. Second, they remain open to change. What these individuals in stage five and this acceptance consciousness, they do not do is give the ego this soapbox and feed the energy of the valley. They won't do it. Now, in stage five of development, that 350 acceptance state allows one to practice true self-honesty. People lie to themselves so much. If you tell a lie, you're in stage three. You're in the valley. Doesn't mean you're a bad person, because most people's lies are what they believe, mm-hmm. you know? And most people, they lie because they want the tribe to belong in the tribe. They want to be part of something. And many people lie because they want approval. And, oh, these are just little white lies. No. In 350, it's brutally self-honesty. And this involves teachings, situations of people, and you have the ability to slow down and examine, is there any alternative motives for the interaction that I'm in that could be tied to the ego? I do this every single night, every single morning. This is why I'm very careful who I work with, very careful on the clients that I work with. And honestly, this self-honesty gets me into trouble at times, because when coaching and being brutally honest, it's going to ruffle feathers. Because every client I take on, I have this beautiful gift that God gave me. It's the ability to see them below the fake identity of their social mask. Yet my job as their coach is to remove their block, not to remove their mask. It's not my job to change them. There's nothing wrong with them. They're not even them. They're living through a perception, a cloud, a distortion set by the ego. And only they can remove that mask. I can actually see clearly what is holding the individual back from creating their shift of wherever they are. Yet, I can't just reveal it. I tell you, and this is hardest with the kids, my kids. And recently, Chelsea just had a huge shift. I saw what she needed to do a long time ago. It recently happened with you. I knew exactly what you needed, and I could have told you a long time ago. It doesn't help. I can only guide you, and you have to see it. So in relationships, I could see in relationships where others are trapped in the valley. Yet, I have to present work that will allow them to see the block and the conflict. That is the process of shift coaching, and the curriculum that the shift coaches take you through is my curriculum I created over the last 3 decades to do this. The work will create a shift. Now, once they remove the block, then the coach or I can help them to a resolution, but only after they open their eyes and see. Now, this is where many coaches out there fail to create shifts in others because they seek to control the client, to fix the client. And many coaches themselves are stuck in the valley, so they feed the valley. So that is not our shift coaches. In fact, I had one of our shift coaches actually let a client go and offered her money back. Why? The client wouldn't do the work. And the coach was giving her everything, trying to help her. And she was working. She did everything right. She consulted with me. We tried to help her. I came in and the woman just said, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. Okay. So she let her go. And now that means she let her income go. That's a big move because she couldn't help her. It's not that the coach doesn't know what to do. The client is stuck in deep in the valley. Do you understand that, David?
Yeah, and that's a difficult thing to do as a coach, and even a harder pill to swallow as a client.
Yeah, and
you're not very ready, and you can only do as much as the client wants or is ready to do.
She handled it expertly, which she always does. So the 350 acceptance energy and the state is a state that creates wisdom, as it allows one to experience life. In this state, any error is met by forgiveness instead of judgment and punishment. No one is a harsher judge on them on anything than we are on ourselves when we fail or we make a mistake. Judgment drives behavior and reaction. This locks you in a state of restriction, base energy, fear in the valley. Living in stage 5 of development, it is quite amazing. It's hard for me to describe. Thousands of people saw me get ready and win this bodybuilding show. What people did not see was all the work. And also what people did not see was how effortless the work was performed. I did not struggle at all through the whole process. See, in the 350 acceptance state, you live in process. This does not mean you don't have conflict activated. You do. That cannot be stopped, people. But here's the difference. The 350 acceptance energy does not require denial of the conflict. It's the opposite. It's acceptance. In this state, you replace conflict with realistic perception and response instead of getting stuck in a story and perceptional distortion and reaction is what the ego does. And this is done through the process of letting go, which comes from the ability to slow down, take that pause, and respond. There's no need to defend, nor is there a feeling to fix things. In 350 acceptance consciousness, one sees the ego clearly and accepts the limitations brought on by the ego and the views the ego has of the world and its distortion. You do not get trapped in that. You see it, you put it down, but you also can see it in others, and you don't allow this distortion or their ego to take away your equanimity. So let me be clear. The acceptance state is not passive. It's not about condoning abuse. It's about the ability to respond. If anybody works with me, they know I'm not easy. If you suffered from past trauma, as I did, the 350 state is what allows you to release this and to forgive. And when you do that, you no longer live the trauma over and over again. If you are in an abusive situation, the 350 state allows you to respond and take control of your life. And I'll close this episode on the 350 acceptance energy state and the stage 5 of development with this. The purpose of shift coaching is to guide you up the mountain and to the stage 5 summit of 350. This 350 acceptance state is possible for everyone. The shift coaching process is a perfect blueprint to move you from the valley 100 fear restriction state to the transition to the mountain 200 courage state to that first summit 310 willingness state to the second summit of 350 acceptance and 400 reason state and beyond. To do this, You must understand the process of being a human being. And then you must understand the process of reprogramming the human being. And then you must experience the freedom of the connected human being to source. This will bring you to stage 5. 1% is not going to live in my reality. I have to raise that. That's what I told Dr. Kagan himself. The 350 acceptance consciousness brings freedom since there is no need to change or control others. Acceptance is not passive. It is not devaluing others. It's allowing others their path, understanding that your path has nothing to do with the outside world or others. And that is what shift coaching is all about. I've worked over the decades creating this curriculum, and I've worked over the last year. We took off a whole year to solidify this curriculum and train specific coaches. We are now ready. In that mail out that David is sending to our list, you will have the energies that I just talked about. It's going to explain exactly the red zone energies, green zone energies, purple energies. They're going to explain what it all looks like, what the programs, the ego's anchors of regret, resentment, and fear. And you'll see those energies because there's different intensities of the energy. But also there'll be a link in there if you're interested in coaching. Listen, if you're interested in coaching with the coaches or myself, because I do get openings, I will do the interview with you personally at this time. I can't do this forever, but I am doing these interviews now so I can put you with the right coach. Now, every coach that's working with me now, I guide everything. So it's a process where I guide everything. So I get to see your purpose. I get to see everything, but it's all first getting you out of the valley and starting your climb. And then it's about moving you up that mountain so you don't fall back down in the valley. And then it's about you getting solidified on that mountain so you have momentum in expansion. Then it's about getting you into that 350 acceptance stage 5 where, hey, you'll never fall again. It's impossible. Impossible. Your thoughts, David?
Yeah, I think just making the change into being in the process is the biggest step, I think, for me. Because a lot of people are going to say, well, eventually I'll go get a coach. Or eventually I'll go do this. Yeah. Eventually I'll go someday. Do this. But like what we're saying, what is the big issue with just talking to us?
Nothing. I'm not charging.
You're not right. Yeah. It's not right for you right now. Maybe your thoughts are correct. Maybe you aren't, you know, the right time for it. But who knows that? Maybe you are, and then you're letting your ego decide what's best for you.
Just look into it.
Taking actions with no risk is what you need to do to be a part of the process, because that is the process. That's how you get to these things. So many people are scared to hear answers that they don't want to hear, that they avoid it. And what's wrong with taking a risk? When I talked about making a choice and taking the choice to go and accept certain things, you're accepting the risks that come along with it, which is hearing things you're not ready to hear. Hearing things that you are ready to hear, but your ego is telling you not to. You have to make that choice and kind of, you know, take a leap of faith forward. And that's a part of the process. That's being in that.
And that's what it is. You gotta be ready, willing, and able to listen, learn, and do. And that is shift coaching. You gotta be ready to listen, open. You gotta be willing to learn. Can you put your belief system and try something to get experience? And you gotta be able to do. And here's the thing about doing. It's not working on yourself. You're not a work in progress. You're a soul, a spirit, a higher self. You can't work on that. That's not getting better tomorrow. The process is learning how to live each day. And it's not hard, people. How can it be hard to live? It's not. It's only hard when you have a problem. To have a problem, you have to have a story. To have a story, you're not present. The ego is controlling your life. Get out. I've seen in the community, by the way, Stress Mastery Community is a good place to start for a lot of people. But I'm seeing some big shifts going in there. I saw one of our members just had an immense release. Now, you know what's good for her? The experience of having a release. Now she knows what it is. Now she knows the process.
Mm-hmm.
Without having that experience, she would never know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's all I got, big guy. You got anything else?
No, it was a good episode. It was deep.
Yeah, it's a little deep for a Wednesday, but I needed to it's the power of acceptance. Tomorrow I'm going to get into the valley and because I promised him, because last week I talked on a transition. You've got to have a transition before you can start a climb, right? So that's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.